Hi, Chris. Good morning. We're going to have you guys raise your hands to ask any questions for Chris, and we'll start with Martine.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good, you?
Pretty good, thanks. What was this offseason like for you, just in terms of comparison from other offseasons? Obviously, with everything going on in the world, how were you able to get your work in for preparation for spring training?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same as last year, except for my daughter's a little older, so I got some conditioning chasing her around the house. But yeah, just low key, staying at home, normal workouts. But yeah, I think last year kind of helped us out a little bit.
Jess.
Hey, Chris. I don't want to be kind of pretend. Did you lose some weight? It looks like you lost some weight.
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, that's good. But are you planning on working on or mastering any pitches during any of your outings during spring training?
No, I mean, get everything going a little bit. Just see where everything's at. Obviously, I had a couple of days off since kind of getting out here with quarantine and getting out here and testing and stuff like that. So I think just slowly get back into it and then we'll see everything's at.
Matt?
Hey, Chris, good to see you. The team obviously had some changes over the offseason, Marcus and Liam among the guys who left, and bringing in a couple of relievers and trading for Andrews. From your perspective, just watching, what did you think of the moves that were made this offseason and the group that you guys are going to have here in camp?
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting group. Obviously, getting Romo, getting used back, solidified the bullpen, basically. Our bullpen depth is still ridiculous. Losing Simeon Skunk, but I mean, getting Andrews is huge. So, I mean, you look at our roster, I mean, name position, and we basically have a gold glove caliber player in that position. So, I mean, it's kind of hard not to be excited about the group that we have in camp.
Alex?
Hey, Chris, was there like a point of focus for you this offseason or anything that you were working on in particular, or was it just kind of more of the same?
More of the same. Just show up to camp 100% healthy, which I am, ready to go, and prepare not for a 80-game season, so to speak, but 180-game season. The mindset of readjusting and understanding that this is the real season where you're not going to feel really good when it comes to playoff time.
How do you go about preparing for that longer season? Is there anything that you change or, you know, do differently compared to 60 games?
I mean, last year, I think you could have been lazy. I don't think anyone on our team was, but you could have been lazy of preparation, of how you kind of recovered and diet and all this other stuff, and got away with it. But this year, I mean, anyone that's kind of been through a full season basically understands that it's not easy to get through. So, yeah, it's just staying on what you need to get done every single day.
Manolo?
Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
Good, you?
Fine, thanks. 2019, you were having a fantastic season out of the rotation. Then you ended out of the pen. This last year, you know, great year as a starter all the way around. How much of this confidence that you get from last year is going to help you this year, knowing that you already have your spot in the rotation and you just have to be ready to go as a starter?
Yeah, I haven't even told him starting yet, so we'll go with that. Who knows? I've always been confident in my game, but I've never really worried about role. I'm never really worried about where I'm going to be at, what spot I'm going to be in. That's Bull Nell's job. I don't care about it. I know people write me as one of the starters, but I don't care. I really don't. So as long as we're good this year, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, and this year, many changes in different parts of the team. You know, you lost Semien, of course. You got Andrews. Then you have a lot of changes in the bullpen. But one thing that seems to remain, the same is the starter, the rotation. As a fact, you have now six guys that possibly are starting games. How do you feel about that, the strength of your possible rotation for this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to be excited. We're very comfortable with each other. We like each other. We push each other really hard. I mean, we talked nonstop in the offseason. I mean, we're all good friends. So that entire aspect is fun. And then obviously knowing what we have in the bullpen is a lot of fun too. It takes a lot of pressure off of us knowing we could easily flip the game over to Diekman and Lou and JB and Mo and T. We got depth like crazy in the bullpen. So, having Lazardo with another year of experience is huge. Having Frankie, another year of experience is huge. Byron's back is huge. Having Puck healthy is huge. It should be a lot of fun.
Martin?
Hey, Chris. I saw you tweet that you were pretty excited about Petit coming back. How big is he just have as a presence, not only in that bullpen, but just in the clubhouse, just having been a big part of that team the last few years for you guys?
Yeah, I don't think anyone would debate this, but we basically had three leaders on our team last year. We unfortunately lost two of them. We lost Semien. We lost Soria. And then what I was like, we cannot lose Petit. And then once we got Petit back, I said, okay, we're okay. Because, he's been through it all. He's seen it all. He's won World Series. He's just the cool, calm, and collected guy that we kind of need, because all of us are just high-strung and kind of a little crazy. So he's kind of dad of the bunch that kind of keeps us kind of barks at us and keeps us in shape kind of thing, and we need to calm down a little bit. But use is just A-plus every single place you can be. I mean, from a clubhouse guy, you can't get any better. From on-the-field guy, Romo's going to try to roll him out there 100 games. So, getting Petit back was way bigger than I think people know, and I don't know how it took so long for someone to sign in.
Shayna?
Hey, Chris. It's not official, but Romo possibly coming on and Petit and then having Kolarik. I'm wondering what you think is the value of having a variety of arm angles and a variety of looks out of the bullpen.
Yeah. I'm funky, but I'm all for different looks, different speeds, different pitch selections. It's not that hard to hit someone that has the same stuff over and over and over. It's like, all right, we got to deal with the same thing over and over. So you've got different caliber of guys that do stuff differently. It makes hitting a whole heck of a lot harder. I mean, you're going from a guy that's throwing 97 miles an hour as a starter, then all of a sudden you got a slower guy throwing lefty, and then just it's a game within the game of just kind of mixing it up, mixing views up every year, and it makes hitting that much harder.
Matt?
A couple things. First of all, do you actually have any questions or doubts about whether you're going to be starting this year?
No, but who knows? Everything shakes up so weird that, I don't ever think about it. But no, I don't have any doubts. I've got it.
Right. Bob just gave us the update on Sean and what he was going through. I was just wondering if you have reached out to him at all or had a chance to talk to him since he had the issue with the lung. Sean Murphy.
That's the first I've heard of it, honestly. I haven't even heard about that. So, dang. I didn't even hear about that.
All right, never mind. And then just lastly, if you know, you've talked a little bit about how getting comfortable and having kind of just the opportunity to settle in to a starting role and just to kind of settle into a major league role really kind of helped you, I think, last year. And in terms of just everybody from the starting rotation coming back and having that extra year of experience, how valuable do you think that's going to be over the course of the season?
Yeah, I think there's basically two keys to be a good big leader. And the two keys are knowing who you are, and then the other key is knowing who you're not. And I think it takes time to figure that out. It takes time to figure out, I mean, how is this in the minor leagues, but then you get to the big leagues and like, holy crap, that doesn't work. So I think all of us are just learning who we are. And obviously, the more time you get, the more time you can kind of hone in on those two ideas of who you are and who you aren't. And you're not going to try to be someone you're not, and it makes your game just go to the next level kind of thing. So I think everyone's going to kind of get a bump. And then not only that, I mean, being around the same guys, the same starters, I know who Fires is, and I know who Fires is not. So, I mean, if I see him doing something that, like, man, that's not you, it's kind of easy to correct that. So again, it's just having the understanding of each other, and then having the understanding of yourself will be huge.
Any last questions for Chris? All right, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.